Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
We welcome online Dr. Michael Barak. Dr. Barak is a senior researcher at the Institute for Counterterrorism. Doctor, very good morning to you, and thank you so much for joining us on today's show.
Thanks for having me, and good morning.
Good morning to you, Doctor, and once again, thank you for taking the time to join us on the Morning Mayhem. What we are focusing on today is how influential has ISIS been in inspiring current terror activities and attacks? I'm putting that question out to you. Let's begin the conversation. How are we seeing a notable rise in ISIS amongst other movements at the moment?
Okay, it's not unique only for Al-Qaeda and ISIS. We're actually speaking about decentralized jihad. And the one that promoted it was Sheikh Abu Musab al-Suri, one of the most important strategists of Al-Qaeda. In 2005, he published a very important book that was named Global Islamic Resistance, that talk about the need to mobilize Muslims around the world to go outside from their apartment and stab Jews and Christians. And he spoke about how to mobilize them by showing, for example, using the internet, disseminating media outlets that showing the Jewish soldiers confronting with the Palestinians. And he thought that by showing these pictures and by using this propaganda, Muslims will get up from their couch, from the saloon, and will go outside. Now, ISIS developed it and promoted it by using the social media networks, disseminating propaganda that showed how the Americans, the British, French, and also Israeli soldiers allegedly humiliated the Muslim population. So those two terrorist attackers in Australia, it seems that they were influenced maybe from the mosque that they have been, maybe from the, I think also from the social media networks, and they were looking, like in other places, they were looking for a place to be trained by weapons. So that's why they went to travel to the Philippines. The south of the Philippines is well known as the ISIS stronghold,
right?
And they got trained, but this is a trend. We see that there is families, relatives, brothers, or in this case, father and the son, that they are establishing an independent network, local one, and this is a very difficult to track and to monitor, because this is an inspired attack. They, for a long time, it seems they managed to require and to obtain information on the target that they wanted to focus on.
Right.
And by shooting in Sydney on the Jewish communication, it seems that they made many preparation before that. I meaning to know how to shoot and
indeed,
and where to buy the weapon and how to smuggle it. They got instructions. They got like a guidance from the social media networks and from people in the Philippines how to use the weapon. But actually, it seems that they have become radicalized themselves, not by now somebody that directed them in some platform.
Indeed.
It's unique also to other places, not only to Australia.
Indeed. But Doctor, you know, based on what you've just outlined, we see in the tabloids, we see headlines of pro-Palestinian protests, we see the Iranian threat, we're seeing this global threat of radical Islamism happening at the moment. I mean, is enough being done to contain these activities? For example, in Australia, it were these two individuals who were involved in the Bondi shooting, if I recall correctly, the radar, the Australian intelligence's radar, was on the father years ago. So surely this, that tells one. I'm surely intelligence services need to be more proactive and need to move on these issues a lot quicker. Do you think enough globally is being done to contain this threat that we are facing right now?
No, I don't think so. Look, if we look on social media networks, we see that there is a huge propaganda and hate speech, not only against Jews, but also against other minorities, and also against, for example, the LGBT. The Australian intelligence agencies, if they were monitoring the father and they were not following him, so this is a huge mistake that they were not following him to make sure to prevent the next terrorist attacks.
Right.
But we have to look on the broader picture. We will have to look on the environment and the climate that some radicals people and also states like Iran are cultivating. Since 7 of October, we see a boost and an increase of the propaganda against Jews and also Israelis. I'm speaking also about ISIS and Al-Qaeda, but also the far left, they are using the social media networks to describe the Jews are responsible for all the bad things in the world. Like this is conspiracy theories, this is anti-Semitism. So I think that the problem begins with the social media networks. Also, ISIS
right.
published on Thursday, he published yesterday an article, and he said that the intelligence agencies around the world, they will never be able to prevent the lone wolf attacks or independent terrorist cells in the West, because the social media networks, they are the main platform to disseminate this propaganda. And as ISIS said, if you want to prevent this, you have to close the social media networks, but this, of course, will never happen. So I think that we should focus on the administrators and the owners of the social media networks like TikTok, Telegram. We have to make sure that the owners of these social media networks will prevent and will remove immediately hate speech. I don't see it happen. TikTok, for example, it's in under a Chinese ownership, and China doesn't have any will or interest to remove these hate speech, because it's encouraged trafficking, and by that they get more money.
Indeed, doctor.
So there should be some platform that will force the owners of the social media networks to remove it. And sometimes for example, I report on Facebook, on Al-Qaeda pages in Facebook, and they don't remove it.
Right.
I don't know, something is wrong over there. This is the problem. Social media
Indeed.
Networks, people become more radicalized. And also, by the way, there is also the gaming industry. Gaming is also a very important platform for radical Islamists and neo-Nazis to radicalize children. And this is places the police and other intelligence agencies should be found. And also us,
sure.
the civilians.
Indeed,
civilians,
doctor.
Responsible civilians who are over there should report on these places where there is a radicalization.
Doctor, we're going to have to leave it there. Once again, thank you so much for joining us on the line to give us your views as to what we are dealing with regarding radical Islamist movement, and we must place emphasis on that. It's a radical Islamist movement which we are dealing with. Dr. Michael Barak, Senior Researcher at the Institute for Counterterrorism. I broached the question, how influential is ISIS has been, but of course now it involves a lot more other movements which we are dealing with at the moment.